leading versus lagging indicators, how to measure safety performance before an injury occurs. By Michael Raymer, CEO, Redline Safety, Inc. In my 20-plus years split between emergency response services and industrial safety consulting, I've seen a recurring trap on the factory floor, the zero-incident illusion. Too often, plant managers and safety directors walk into our office, point to a low total recordable incident rate, TRIR, and assume their operations are bulletproof. But here's the hard truth I tell every leadership team we train. A low TRIR doesn't automatically mean your plant is safe. It often just means you've been lucky. TRIR is a lagging indicator. Relying exclusively on lagging metrics to measure site safety is like driving down the highway at 65 miles per hour while looking strictly in your rearview mirror. It tells you where you've been and what went wrong yesterday, but it gives you zero advance warning about the hazard waiting around the next curve. If you want to move your plant from reactive damage control to proactive OSHA compliance and true loss prevention, you have to shift your primary metrics from reactive incident rates to leading indicators. Lagging versus leading indicators. What's the difference? To build a world-class safety culture, you need to measure both, but you must manage by the leading metrics. Lagging indicators, reactive. Measures outcomes and regulatory failures after an injury or exposure occurs. Examples include TRIR, DART, days away, restricted, or transferred, rates, lost time injuries, and workers' compensation claim costs. Leading indicators, proactive, measures preventative actions, physical workplace audits, hazard reporting, and supervisor engagement before an accident takes place. The red line rule. Lagging indicators measure if your safety program failed. Leading indicators measure if your safety processes are being executed. Three core leading indicators every plant should track. When we conduct mock OSHA inspections and field safety audits across manufacturing facilities, these are the three high-impact leading metrics we recommend integrating into daily management huddles. 1. Near-miss logging and closure rates. According to Heinrich's classic risk pyramid, for every major workplace injury, there are roughly 300 near-miss events and unsafe acts. A near-miss is a free lesson, an unplanned event that could have resulted in an injury, structural collapse, or chemical exposure, but didn't. The goal, shift employee perception so near-misses are viewed as opportunities, not punitive infractions. What to track? Total verified near-miss logs submitted per month, paired with your corrective action closeout rate. For example, target 95% of identified hazards resolved within 7 to 14 days. 2. Behavior-based safety, BBS, observation counts. Your safety management system is only as strong as what happens on the shop floor during a standard shift. Field observations track how workers interact with machinery, execute lockout/tagout, LODO protocols, navigate walking working surfaces, and utilize proper PPE. The goal, measure supervisor and peer engagement levels. What to track? Weekly count of completed safety observations per department. Keep a 4-to-1 ratio of positive reinforcement to corrective coaching to build an open safety culture rather than a culture of fear. 3. Field safety audit and inspection completion rates. Scheduled equipment inspections, whether checking fall protection harnesses, inspecting emergency eye wash stations, or testing fire extinguishers, are non-negotiable for NFPA and OSHA compliance. The goal, prevent operational drift and equipment degradation. What to track? Percentage of scheduled floor safety audits completed on time. A drop in this completion rate is an immediate warning flag that supervisors are sacrificing safety oversight to meet production quotas. How to execute the metric shift in your facility. Stop penalizing high hazard reports. If workers are afraid of getting written up or losing a zero incident bonus, they will simply hide injuries and stop reporting near misses. Incentivize high engagement and active hazard identification instead. Review leading metrics and shift handoffs. Make near-miss reviews, open work orders, and audit completion rates the very first topic in daily plant huddles before discussing production quotas or machine uptime. Partner with workplace safety experts, developing customized safety program management, conducting third-party risk assessments, and training competent persons takes time. At Redline Safety, Inc., our team brings decades of combined experience in emergency response, industrial safety consulting, and hands-on OSHA compliance training. We help manufacturing facilities, construction sites, and industrial plants across Alabama build comprehensive safety management systems that protect your workforce and your bottom line. Need help evaluating your plant's safety metrics or preparing for your next OSHA audit? Contact the safety professionals at Redline Safety, Inc. today to learn how our safety consulting and program management services can elevate your site standards.
Search Redline Safety Alabama. We're here to keep you safe. That's Redline Safety, Inc.